श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 11 वर्स 50 बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास जी महाराज. लिंक. इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स संजय डिस्क्राइब द लॉर्ड्स फोर आर्म्ड डिवाइन फॉर्म विच वॉज रिवील्ड टू अर्जुन एज वॉज प्रॉमिस्ड टू हिम बाय द लॉर्ड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स. संजय उवाच इत्यर्जुनं वासुदेवस्तथोक्त्वा स्वकं रूपं दर्शयामास भूय आश्वासयामास च भीतमेनम् भूत्वा पुनः सौम्यवपूर्महात्मा. Sanjaya said, having spoken thus to Arjun, Lord Vasudeva showed again his usual four-armed form and assumed the two-armed gentle appearance. Thus the great soul gave solace to Arjun, who was frightened. इत्य अर्जुनं वासुदेवस्थ थोक्त्वा स्वकं रूपं दर्शयामास भूया. The expression इत्य अर्जुनं वासुदेवस्थ थोक्त्वा denotes that when Arjun prayed to Lord Krishna to reveal to him his four-armed divine form, he asked him not to be terrified of his cosmic form and behold his divine form with a complacent mind. The term Tatha means that the Lord only out of grace revealed to Arjun his cosmic form. So did he reveal his four-armed divine form to him? This vision was not due to possession of extraordinary spiritual qualifications by Arjun, but due to divine grace only. By the term Bhuyaha, Sanjaya means to say that the Lord revealed to Arjun the same divine form which he had revealed within the cosmic body of the Lord and for which he prayed to him. Ashvasayamasa chabhita menam bhutva punaha somya vapurma hatma. Lord Krishna revealed to Arjun his four-armed form and then he assumed two-armed human form in order to console Arjun who was frightened. Now a question arises, whether the Lord was four-armed or two-armed. The answer is that he remained two-armed for carrying on his human sport, but revealed his four-armed form sometimes when he thought it proper. In the 10th chapter, the Lord described his divine glories, and in the 11th chapter, he has revealed his cosmic form. Thus a devotee comes to know his usual power and influence. If a person knows him in reality or has faith in him, he may be freed from the bondage of birth and death forever. How gracious the Lord was to Arjun that first he revealed his cosmic form, then divine form, and finally assumed his two-armed form. Moreover, he has also showered his grace on all of us that we should think of the Lord whenever and wherever our mind is attracted towards any person, object or glory or merit, etc. All of us have got the same golden opportunity of listening to his divine glories and of thinking and recollecting his cosmic form, which was available to a few persons such as Arjun and Sanjaya. So we should not miss such an opportunity. End of chapter 11, verse 50.